St. Matthew says, Jesus, seeing their faith, not just the man's faith, but the faith of those who brought him, sick of the palsy, on his bed. And that begins a big question in me, a question that I'm answering every day or trying to answer. So this is a continual question. This is not something you answer once, like you would answer it for a test and then forget about it after the test is over. The question is, how do we show our faith? Now, I have a letter that talks about that a little bit that I'm going to read in a little bit that I just got from someone in prison. And I think it really illustrates something about showing our faith. So we'll talk about that in a minute. I've given you all the grace necessary. Now, use this grace and become good, become holy, become light, so that you can see my light. That's the purpose of our life, not just to not sin. That's a very negative way of looking at things. Now, absolutely, sin is destructive. Sin will always get in your way, and you must struggle against sin. But the reason for the struggle against sin is not just to not sin. It is for what this letter talks about from someone that's very dear and very sweet to me in prison. I probably won't see his face for another more than a year, 2 years total. I saw him once this year in February. Gone to prison twice this year, February and January. And that's it. So he wrote this little thing, and I don't think he will mind me reading it to you in its entirety, all of its words. Today I realize that I have been an Orthodox Christian only in name. My perspective of being a Christian consisted of confessing Jesus Christ to be the Son of God to grant us salvation from our sins. Since I realize that I am a sinner, I've sought my salvation through Jesus Christ by ceasing my own sinning. Christianity for me became a sense of duty, a duty that I am greatly failing in. I thought myself to be a devout, struggling Orthodox Christian because I have fought to end my sinning and through the confession of these sins. I realize now that I was like a foolish dog chasing his own tail. I was chasing down my sins to overcome them and to defeat them. This is not what it means to be a Christian, to be absorbed in self-will. It is like sneaking into a feast without an invitation. It is pride demonstrating justification for being invited to the feast. God said, "Be holy, for I am holy." The Apostle Paul tells us to purify our bodies, for they are the temple of God. But nowhere in the scriptures does it say that we can do this through our own will. I have struggled against judging others, only to judge them. I have struggled against lying, only to lie. I have struggled against anger, only to become angry. I have struggled against fornication, only to fall to self-abuse. I have struggled against greed, only to want more. I have struggled against my own will, only to attempt to fulfill it. I am not earning my salvation through confession of Christ and sense of duty to stop sinning. And should I succeed in ending my sins through my own self-will, is my salvation achieved in Christ Jesus? I once thought that overcoming my sins is what Christ demanded of me. Now I know that ending my sinning through self-will is a farce. It is all in vain. Then he explains, basically, this idea of arise and walk. Not only to have sins forgiven, which is necessary, but also to arise and walk. Today I learned that the only way for a man to stop sinning is to sacrifice his own self-will, to only live for the will of God. The greatest commandment is to love God with all of your mind, heart, and soul. So how does a man do this? A person must want to do the will of God even more than one's own will. So how can we do this? God's will is so simple, yet we cannot fulfill it because of our own will. God's will for us is to simply be God in every aspect of our lives. When we are in need, we turn to God. When we are suffering, we turn to God. When we fail others, we turn to God. When we are successful, we turn to God. When we need advice, we turn to God. In every single aspect of our lives, we turn to God. If we simply do this, then we won't sin. In addition, we will fulfill every commandment of God. We will also be in constant prayer and communication with God. Our spirits will be in union with the Holy Spirit. In turn, this purifies our minds and our hearts and our bodies. Then our invitations to the feast will be genuine. And this is what it means to be an Orthodox Christian. May we imitate King David, a man after God's own heart. In all these things, David turned to God. And this is God's will for us to do. Even when David sinned, he immediately turned to God. When God chastised David, David immediately turned to God. This is why David was esteemed by God, and because there is no doubt that David received salvation through Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? That's what we're called to do. Not just stop sinning. Yes, we must stop sinning. But it's for a purpose. It's so that we can arise and walk. So that we can be real men and women. No longer palsied in our bodies or our souls. This is the gospel. God bless you.